Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Julian against Petrasu, who just sent the cross. He inserts in the D for Klaus. Plays to Hartle. He shoots and scores. Oh, puts it back post on the deck. And it's a two-goal lead for St. Louis City.
Tonight at Hot Shots in Arnold from 6 until 8 o'clock is the KMOX Soccer Showcase. And we are looking forward to it. You can also, we need you to go out there. Get on out there because the City SC season is coming to a conclusion here fairly soon. Great time to get out there. Matt Pauley will be there. Timo Baumgartel is going to be there as well. Joining us in studio is the Director of Marketing and Digital Assets for Hot Shots. It is Justin Boyd. Digital Assets,
Chris,
that sounds...
That sounds very official, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Wow. Well, it just sounds like I hit buttons really good. You know what I mean?
Digital assets.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me in here this afternoon. It's always
great
a lovely.
To have you, man.
It's great to be down at KMOX. It's always a special time to walk into this studio and be on these airwaves. Man.
We love having you come in too.
Sure.
And so these
came in loaded too. I see.
Oh yeah, he did come in. We weren't going to address it just yet.
I was telling him as they were bringing me in. I brought pizza and I brought our famous tacos and some wings.
He has.
And we know that we cannot leave in the radio industry. We cannot leave food around the sales department.
No,
because
correct.
It will be gone.
No.
And you will never have tried this if I had left it sitting on the counter. So you're welcome. And we have a nice Hot Shots musk in the studio here.
You know what?
It's great.
Just say whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Now.
I mean,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'll just give you a wing and I'll just go with it.
You know? Right. You talk, we'll eat.
We're winging it.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's
like
very
that,
good.
Ron?
All right. So soccer showcase tonight. These are a lot of fun. So what happens at them, people who haven't
sure,
been
man. These have been great the last couple of years with the crew. So, you know, we have a different kind of player for every single one. I know tonight out in Arnold, we have Timo out. I know we have one coming up September 25th at Fenton as well. It's a great night. They kind of do an on-site interview with the player. There's sort of a meet and greet. We line you up and you get to take pictures, get your stuff signed, get, you know, a fist bump, meet the kids. And all the City fans have been really fantastic. You know, they're so passionate about the team and supporting like the events surrounding them, especially with players on site. You know, it's cool to have interactions with those guys and they're all really personable and cool, quite frankly. It doesn't cost any money, so just come have, you know, a couple drinks and grab a pizza, watch the interview happen, then we do the autograph portion, and everybody really loves it. It's great for families, and we really enjoy hosting these things.
Yeah, I would encourage all of our Arnoldians to get out there if you live in Arnold. Hot Shots, a place where I'm sure you have frequented often. And if you're a little bit beyond Arnold and you want to go down and meet Timo Baumgartel, or however you pronounce
close
it.
Close enough.
I was in the ballpark. Sounds like a great event. Hot Shots, as an experience, is really cool. The concept works, and it started here in St. Louis. Now you're in five states. Mm-hmm. What is it about the Hot Shots experience that really sets it apart from your run-of-the-mill sports bar?
Sure. A lot of things, quite frankly. I mean, you mentioned that we've been around for 35 years. So Dan and Julie Vollmert started the company in 1990, right out in St. Charles. That's our original flagship location. We had a great anniversary event earlier this year, Clydesdales and the whole deal.
Oh, cool.
But what makes us different is it's not just a normal sports bar. It's way more interactive, right? So you can go anywhere, get a great, you know, burger, a beer, and watch the game. But what's making our experience, I guess, a little bit different is the interactivity. We want you out of your seat participating in something. We want you to come play a game, enter a contest. Something different than, hey, I had a beer and sat there and watched the game and nobody talked to me, right?
Yeah.
I want you to remember, hey, they did this cool thing when the Blues scored, I got this. or when the Cardinals did this activity, then I won a pair of tickets. Things like that, along with all of our pool tables, dartboards, golden tee, all the interactive kind of game stuff around. And not to mention our great staff, man. We have one of the best staff in all of St. Louis. And there's a reason why we're still here after 35 years, because, you know, it's a tough gig, and you got to be good to kind of remain. And there are a ton of awesome people and businesses and restaurants and bars in this city. And I'm proud that we are a part of that group of great people.
You know, this is a place, like you said, that been around for a very long time and has been incredibly successful enough to continue to expand. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But the restaurant business has also been really tough for a lot of people in the last 5 years since COVID happened. Some places never really fully recovered. You know, people did start to go back out again. You know, you can find packed bars and restaurants and whatnot all the time, but it took some time. How do you feel that Hot Shots has done since all of that? Because that was, I remember seeing an expert on the restaurant business back in like late 2020 say that this could be an extinction level event for bars and restaurants. And for some it was. How has Hot Shots been recovered?
You know, it's been an evolving process, and we've certainly had to be a little more nimble in our processes and trying to kind of take on new revenue streams and new ways to, quite frankly, make it work. You know, 5 years ago when all that stuff was going down, it was very difficult for not only bars and restaurants, for the entire world, right? It took a lot to traverse that and flip into delivery services and kind of perfecting all of our to-go stuff and like really improving parts of our business that maybe were happening but weren't a focus, right? So now it's kind of all come back together, and it's important for us to, you know, add not only our in-store experience, but then our out-of-store experience has to kind of support that same level of quality, service, and, you know, delivering the dollar for the money.
So what's out-of-store experience? You mean takeout?
I mean DoorDash. I mean delivery. I mean catering. I mean, you know, a lot of times, especially we're going into holiday season, we have a lot of those sorts of orders. So it's important that we're spreading the Hot Shots gospel. And like, I want this six pack of tacos that I brought you guys here today as good as you would get them sitting in our location. Right now, I want you to come. I want you to come meet Timo tonight and Arnold. I want you to come like experience our staff and like understand that the vibe and the energy for Blues game, Cardinal game, City game, Chiefs game, Mizzou game, it's great, man, to have like a communal experience with people. That's the beauty of a sports bar. Is like I can watch it at my house, have a more comfortable seat, maybe I can hear a little bit better, but man, nobody's high-fiving me like that, and nobody is like, there's right. No energy being shared, and it's a communal thing, and that's what's cool.
Yeah, football is, I will say this before John jumps in here, but I love watching football on TV when I can pay attention. It's a great television product. There's something about being at the sports bar when it's happening.
Yes.
Something about being at a Hot Shots or another bar when a football game is going on. Just completely different experience.
And we have a lot of great watch groups and parties of people, you know, big group of Packer fans in Webster Groves. You know, the Chiefs do really well at every Hot Shots.
About that.
We do a lot of Bears on the Illini, or on the Illinois side of the river, along with the Illini. So we have kind of a team for everybody. And, you know, quite frankly, since we lost the Rams, you know, if you're not a Chiefs fan, we see a lot of blend of jerseys at the locations. Yeah. We just opened a new location in South County off Lindbergh. And every football Sunday now, man, you'll see Chargers jerseys and Browns jerseys and every sort of team mixed in. And it's not just all Chiefs fans. It's Bengals fans and Lions fans and Vikings fans all like wanting to like watch it together and feel it. We got great specials and buckets and all that sort of stuff. That you can get on the website and whatever. But I would just encourage anybody, if you're a football fan, go get out to a sports bar and just feel the vibe for a week.
And the great thing, you know, about having a Chicago Bears themed sports facility is that you're probably your average ticket price is going up. The liquor sales have got to be through the roof for those.
We'll just say they're thirsty customers.
Yeah.
They're thirsty customers.
Well,
wouldn't
you be?
We like
it's brutal out here.
I mean, you know, you can forget about how bad they are after about the third drink. And so that kind of works. Now, I'll tell you something here that it's my humble opinion. What do I know about the restaurant and entertainment business? But I think if you put snooker tables in your Hot Shots locations, it would revolutionize.
They're big enough for snooker.
I know.
Is that the things with the bumpers on them?
No, buddy, that's bumper pool.
Snooker.
Snooker. So pool is like checkers.
Here we
snooker
go.
Snooker is like chess.
Okay.
It's a tactical game.
Okay.
Played on a much larger table with much
Isn't
smaller
billiards
pockets.
Tactical?
Not like snooker. Over half of your shots in a typical snooker game are defensive, where you're not trying to make a ball. Oh, I'm telling you, look into it.
Okay.
Put a snooker table in. People will flock to it.
Snooker night, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Snooker night.
Okay.
It's a pool table, but how much bigger?
Well, it's a pool table. A big pool table is 9 feet long. A snooker table is 12.
Wow. Yeah, you could fit that in.
Oh, we got 10,000 square foot places.
Buddy.
We could fit any size table in there that you would require. But if you're looking for regular pool, we got that for you.
Oh, I know.
Maybe we'll get snooker.
You got some sharks coming in there?
Yeah, there's some great pool players that come in and out of Hot Shots, man.
I'll
like, if you're looking
for
a game anytime, then we have a lot of league play, a lot of tournaments, a lot of good times, a lot of good players.
Timo Baumgartner. He might take you on in a game or two of pool tonight.
I
to 6 to 8 at the Hot
that.
Shots in Arnold. Hey, you never know.
You know, we had one of the city guys when we did one of these in Lindbergh a few weeks ago. He played darts against a bunch of the customers. Yes, he did play darts, like actually. So,
that's fun.
It's a really cool thing. I know we have some cool giveaways tonight, too. We got some city tickets. We got some signed stuff from Berkey and things like that. It'll be a cool night, and we hope everybody. We don't get the city vibe down on the Merrimack and the Jeffco side of the river very often. I feel like this is one of your opportunities.
Yeah.
To get a city player across the Merrimack doesn't happen often.
Is this the last showcase of the season?
We have
one more.
One more. The 25th at Hot Shots in Fenton.
Okay.
Which is right there across from Wally's, right there on 44. So. We'll have that rocking as well, and it should be a couple cool events, man. We're looking forward to it.
Justin Boyd, we love having you come in. Looking forward to tonight, KMOX Soccer Showcase in Arnold, the Hot Shots in Arnold from 6 until 8 o'clock. Matt Pauly will be there. Timo Baumgartel may or may not play darts with you, but Maybe snooker.
I'll be there.
He is going to be there tonight, and of course the show is airing here on KMOX as well from 6 until 8, but get out to Hot Shots and Arnold. Justin Boyd, good to have you. Thanks for bringing in the food.
Absolutely. Our famous tacos, everybody loves the tacos. Tacos are wildly popular.
Magnificent.
Wings, pizza, and if you're looking for somewhere to go for football or just, anytime this year, man, make sure you look up hotshotsnet.com. We have 9 locations in the area. Our staff is waiting for you to come by and see.
And you are expanding again.
There will be news to share very soon. We are in a couple new markets where we just went
to
Cleveland not too long ago. We have one up in Ohio now. There's one in Charlotte. There's one in Arkansas. And there are some new ones to share soon, which will be very, very exciting. And we're excited to share that news. And Hot Shots is coming.
Hot Shots
is coming.
Can you tell us first?
Yeah, I'll let you know first.
All right, thank you.
Down on the down. On a game of snooker, I'll tell you.
I'm in. Okay. I'm in, buddy.
Sounds lovely, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Justin Boyd with Hot Shots, 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. Hot Shots in Arnold for the KMOX Soccer Showcase. John Hancock and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Right now, John Hancock has stuffed his face with Hot Shots.
That was
tacos.
A good taco. That was a very good taco.
The tacos, they look like the Jack in the Box tacos.
They have that vibe about them. The shell's a little better.
I'm sure it's a lot better.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
Yeah, there's that. They brought pizza. They brought
wings. What kind
wings.
Of pizza they got over there, Peach?
We'll find out here in a minute.
That's important information.
I'm sure it's good.
People
you know what it is?
Pepperoni and sausage.
You cannot get wrong with pepperoni and sausage.
Wow.
Anyway, go to Hot Shots tonight in Arnold from 6 until 8 for the
KMOX. Time for another commercial break, is it not?
Well, no, it's not quite. Oh, no, okay. We still have several minutes
All
before
right.
we...
Well, then let's make them disappear.
Let's do this one thing right now.
All right, I'm in.
We have tickets.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Jordan Davis,
yes,
country artist. Yes. We need, to the contest line, 955-1120, we need caller 7. Caller 7 to 955-1120, that is 314-955-1120.
Jordan Davis coming to the Chaffetz Arena.
Chaffetz Arena, September 27th.
It's a great venue, by the way, Chaffetz Arena.
I really like, I have seen two concerts there.
Yep.
Muse.
I saw Muse.
Yeah.
I was, I'll be honest with you, stunned that Muse played there because it's just a little, I thought it'd be a tad small for them because they always have a really big production.
Well, it seats what, 8,000, 10,000?
I think it's, it might be 10. It's at least 10. It might be 12.
10,000.
It's 10,000.
All right.
So usually they're playing in places that are 19,000, 20,000, 22,000, whatever. And they can fill the venue, and they always have a really big stage production. Somehow they managed to do their huge production at Chaffetz Arena. Nice. I ran into Matt Pajeski at that show.
There he was.
There he was.
And I saw Jack White there. I think they. It's a great place to see a concert.
Yeah, it is. And who would be better to go see than our good friend Mr. Davis here?
Well, I don't know. Probably Muse.
Yeah.
I think Muse would be... No, I'm sure Jordan Davis is really good.
Oh, he's big.
Yeah, so he's going to be playing there tonight. So, again, we will give away those tickets. In fact, I believe we already have a winner. We'll find out who that winner is, and we'll let you know. So, your messages have come in at 314-436-7900. Text messages about all kinds of stuff. First of all, this is a question, I think, or a comment for you, John.
All right.
And this is about pool.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And then they're talking about a South County center where there were pool tables, a bunch of pool tables. Didn't go much farther back. This isn't really all that helpful because we need to know exactly where this is so John could maybe go to it.
I think he might be referring to the Pink Galleon. They have a South County location.
Oh, okay. They said it was filled with a bunch of pool tables and cigarette smoke.
Yep, that sounds like the Pink Galleon.
I didn't know there was another one. I thought it was
two
just
of
the one.
Them. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'll bet that's what he's talking about. I've not played on those tables down there. They don't have a snooker table down there. They do have one at the, I guess it's Creve Coeur location.
This text message here says, and I believe they were talking about Scott Jennings. It says, who in their right mind would think this individual, Scott Jennings, is a legitimate replacement for Major Garrett? Politically, I am a conservative, but this Jennings is not my kind of conservative. That is from Bob, who has texted in. I think, just in my interaction with him, I think he is I like him.
Scott's a nice guy.
I don't agree with his politics. I wonder if maybe he's sometimes when I watch him on CNN, I get the impression, and this is I could be totally wrong, but I get the impression he's not 100% sold on what he's saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose that's possible. I do think it would be accurate to say that he has in the last year and a half or so, or last year, become more Trumpy. More of a populist as opposed to what I would describe as more of a traditional movement conservative. Certainly in the mold of where George Bush, W. Bush, and Mitch McConnell, two of Scott's folks with whom he worked closely, I would describe them as much more of a movement conservative type of Republican than a populist type of Republican.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the same division that Bob's referring to there in that text message.
It's impossible to know this for sure.
Right.
If you had to guess, though, John, who or what percentage of Republicans now kind of wish they didn't have to do this? That there are some that absolutely 100% are behind the president no matter what. They're on board. But I wonder how many people who are involved feel like, man, I wish I didn't have to do this.
Well, I think if you look, in the rank and file electorate out there, not very many. But of the folks that are holding elective office today, there certainly are folks that are full on, and their numbers are growing, full on Donald Trump style American populists. And their numbers in Congress are growing. And then you've got a large number of folks that have been around for a while who whose politics has shifted more in a populist direction than it had previously existed before Donald Trump. Whether that's genuine or performative, who's to say? But, you know, I think that's pretty clear. And the only kind of Republicans, elected Republicans that really are free or utilize the freedom to speak out against stuff they disagree with, for the most part, are folks that have decided that they're not going to run for office again, and they're running out the end of their term.
You mentioned Tillis as being
Tom Tillis is one.
An example.
Yeah, and you know, that's just the cold hard reality of where it is.
And opinions vary, of course. And this message to 314-436-7900 says, "I could vote for Scott Jennings if he ran for office in Missouri."
There you go.
Likely to run in Kentucky.
I think he's going to run. Yeah.
At some point, whenever that is.
I think he's going to run next year because the McConnell seat is open, and open Senate seats don't come around very often.
And I imagine he'll probably win there.
Let me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play
tomorrow and Saturday is the Great Forest Park Balloon Race.
And it is.
Oh my, it's so much fun.
The best.
It's one of my favorite events that happens in St. Louis every summer, right toward the end. You know when the weather's about to get a little cooler and we're heading toward fall when the Great Forest Park Balloon Race happens. And that is what is happening
tomorrow.
When
you're in politics, an event that's full of hot air is like the single greatest thing you could possibly attend.
It's like it's sort of... Is there less or more hot air than a convention? Like
there's a lot of hot air at this thing.
Like a party convention.
I mean, a lot of hot air at this thing.
With us in studio, the director of communications and event production with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race, Jessica Stegan. Also, PNC regional president for St. Louis, Matt Corcoran, with us in studio. Good to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with tomorrow. What is happening tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is the glow, and everybody loves the glow.
I love the glow.
We're so excited to welcome all of St. Louis and beyond back to Forest Park this weekend for a full weekend of fun. The glow kicks off tomorrow night at 5 p.m. I would love to make it a national holiday, or at least a St. Louis holiday, so we can get everybody there as soon as possible.
Yeah, and it's getting dark earlier, so it's going to be perfect. Glorious.
Right. So head down to the park early if you can, but we open all the festivities at 5 o'clock. The balloons will start glowing as the sun starts to set. And when we say glow, that means all 50 balloons will tether and stay in one place on the field and fire their burners all at the same time. So they glow kind of like fireflies is the best way to explain it.
So the last several years, the Golden Knights parachute team, that's the U.S. Army, have jumped. I went up in the plane once with them when they jumped out. I thought, oh, that looks fun. I'll never do that.
Really?
But you've got a different team that's there this year.
We do. We have a veteran team, a U.S. Army veteran team called the Shooters. And they will be jumping tomorrow night at 9 p.m. just before the PNC Bank fireworks finale. They're calling it a glow jump. So we're excited to see what that looks like. And they'll also be jumping as part of our kickoff and opening ceremonies on Saturday.
It's amazing. And these guys, they actually skydive and land inside the balloons. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But that's not, John, that's not what happens.
Oh.
They do land on the launch field, but
the
balloons are not inflated while the jumpers are coming
down. That'd be really difficult to land inside the basket.
I know. Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, if you did, that'd really be
something. What are the odds? I mean, really.
And so the event happens this weekend in large part because one of the great sponsors, PNC Bank, and Matt Corcoran, who was here with PNC, to get involved with something like this. Why this particular event, Matt? Why is this one so important to PNC in St. Louis?
Well, I think for our St. Louis-based team, it represents something that we're very proud of, being part of a long-time community tradition. You know, for me personally, I can think of times growing up where you look out, you don't even know or remember that the balloon race is going on, but you look up at the sky and you see 20 or 30 balloons across, yeah. and there's a sense of nostalgia associated right. with that. So we've got a great sense of pride being involved and very proud of the fact that our support of everything that Jessica and her team do allow the community to attend this great event free of charge.
Yeah, the Hound and the Hare, are they coming back?
That's right. PNC Bank is our hair balloon. Oh,
you are the
race.
Hair balloon.
Well, I'm not
right.
the hair balloon. I'm terrified of heights, but we are the hair balloon and
PNC hair balloon.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah. And
good luck to you. We
get to take off first, and everybody's yeah. watching the PNC balloon, the orange and white and blue as it's going across the sky, and then they chase us, right? The hounds chase us.
Uh-huh. That's right. So once the PNC balloon bank balloon finds a place to land, they put an X on the ground, yeah. and all the hound balloons are charged with trying to drop their birdseed bag as close to that X as possible.
I know.
For all the bragging rights for this year.
The birdseed bag?
The birdseed bag, right?
I was curious about that, too.
I don't, yeah, what is that?
It's a cute little birdseed bag with a ribbon on it that yeah. has the pilot's name and the sponsor name, so they drop that from their basket. So the intention is not to land as close to the X.
You got
to
put the seed where the bag is.
Right.
The bag where the...
And then, you know, some years the winner is 20 feet away. Some years the winner is 2 miles away.
What is the winner?
Depending on how
get?
The wind changes.
Oh, yeah.
There's a trophy, a little bit Stanley Cup style trophy, where the winner gets added
it's
every
the greatest
year.
Trophy in ballooning. Unbelievable.
I completely agree. 100%.
And
bragging rights. Those yeah. are the best two things.
Yeah.
All of our pilots come in from around the country. We have 50 coming in. They kind of see the St. Louis event as a family reunion of sorts. Yeah. And our event is so unique because we're flying out of a city. They are not often flying out of a city. So to be able to fly over neighborhoods and talk to people and wave
yeah.
is so fun.
And I think, I could be wrong because, you know, sometimes you drink too much. But I think I saw one of those balloons over Chesterfield several years ago. Is that even a possibility?
We do fun flights during this week. So, in fact, you might see us in the air tonight
in
part of St. Louis County. But and we usually announce those fun flights on social media closer to launch.
Yeah,
but that's likely what you saw, because normally if we're flying out of Forest Park, we'll land. There's Webster, Kirkwood, Fenton, sometimes yeah. Ladue. It depends on the winds.
How far can these things go?
They can go for miles, depending
yeah.
on wind speeds and depending on their chance to land. Of course, when you're flying in a metro area, you have to worry about airports and highways and all those things. So our pilots look for golf courses, big front yards. We love it when they land in neighborhoods and we get to see kids and families and adults who feel like kids again come out and help pack up the balloon.
Fun.
Okay, so you've got to look out for planes, but the planes have to look out for them. So is there coordination that happens with...
100%.
How does that work?
At the Great Forest Park Balloon Race field, we have someone from the National Weather Service, several people from the FAA, and someone from the airport who's in contact actually with downtown and with Lambert, so that we're always coordinating what altitude we should be flying at, decisions we should make if we're approaching Lambert and things of that nature.
How many years for this thing?
53, baby.
53 years.
Yep.
Anybody ever fall out of one of these things?
Okay.
Heck no.
Oh, good.
I don't want to hear that right now. Yeah. Like I said, I'm already afraid of heights.
No, that's remarkable. You 50 balloons, 53 years, that's got to be, I don't know, a couple hundred balloons, right?
Yeah.
That's like a couple thousand balloons, maybe even. And nobody's fallen out yet. I think that is magnificent.
We're all about family traditions and soft landings.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
And so this, some of this is televised.
We do work with Channel 4, KMOV, to do a live TV special on Friday night. We also do a live remote, which I think is really special, and I'll probably get goosebumps talking about it, to Children's Hospital, so that all the patients can either, if they're able, go out on the patio to see the balloons from the hospital rooftop, or we do a live feed of the glow to all those patients.
So, Matt, you're out there getting a finance degree back in the day.
Yep.
And did you ever think you get into the banking business, young fella out of college, you know? You ever think you'd be taking part in a balloon race?
Well, I won't say it was part of my interview process, PNC, but it certainly crossed my mind that if there was anything I wanted to do is to sponsor this balloon race and talk about hot air all day with you.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
wow.
it. Well, you've come to the right place.
I mean, there's been so much hot gas coming from over there. You said that you don't know that you could be in this balloon race. Have you ever been up in one of the balloons?
I haven't, but one of our colleagues was actually on one of the fun flights last night. She had a blast. I had a blast watching from the ground waving.
That's how I felt in the Golden Knights plane, because the window, the door was open the entire time. They took off from the airport on the Illinois side, and then they dropped those paper mache things to see how the wind is blowing. And sure. We circled around the site at Forest Park, and then they all jumped out, and I thought, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. And then I realized I can't do that.
Well, why would you want to jump out of a perfectly good plane?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. I was perfectly safe where I was. And I don't know how people do this kind of stuff.
Most of the time in ballooning, there are people who love to fly and there are people who love to chase. Some people like doing both. I personally love doing both. But the unsung heroes of the balloon race are the crews who help keep that balloon tethered on the field so yeah. everybody can walk around. Mm-hmm. And
can you eat up there if you're in the balloon? Can you take a little basket and have a burger
or
whatever?
Sure, you could have a snack.
Yeah.
You can do it's whichever. Nobody can get a catch you up there, okay?
That's an excellent
do
point.
Do whatever you want.
That's an excellent point, Matt.
It's kind of like an open-air elevator. That's how calm it feels. You don't feel the wind. You're flying with the wind. It's very quiet. If you've ever parasailed, it's similar to that. But you can hear dogs barking. You can say hi to kids. It's great.
Your cell phone work up there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How high do these things get?
We usually stay between 1,000 and 3,000 feet because we're in the city and we want people to be able to talk to us and see our great sponsor banners and things like that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So people can yell up at the balloons?
Definitely. In fact,
you can
anyone
have full conversations.
Pretty decent. I mean, you can yell.
You better be quick if the wind's blowing fast.
That's right.
I always like to remind people, though, if you come to the race and you're part of the crowd, please cheer for the pilots. Please tell them thank you and wave at them as they go by, because they can hear everything. They can hear it. It's great.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great event. I mean, I think we'd all agree this is a great event.
Oh, I love it.
It is. You think about, back to the original question, why do we do it? You know, you're in one of the nation's great parks,
yep.
right?
No question.
Hopefully you've got beautiful fall weather in St. Louis, which is the best time to be in St. Louis from a weather perspective. We're thrilled that you look out, you see all the families. You know, from Emerson Field, they're all over. Some have their own. I don't know what to say, picnic baskets, but people have brought food, drinks, coolers, all that. Yeah. They're just having a nice time, and we have some of the same people that come to our event year after year after year. And then the balloon glow tomorrow night, spectacular. The visuals, we've got this beautiful, giant picture of the balloon glow from years ago, and every time someone walks by, they go, "What is that?" And so it's a very proud partnership for us. And the event tomorrow night and all day and afternoon, you know, when the weather and the wind is right, when the balloons go up, when the hair, our hair goes up.
The PNC hair balloon.
PNC hair balloon. So it's an awesome family tradition.
I hate to say that. I stopped rooting for hair years ago.
wow. It's a different kind of the hair. It's spelled different.
It is.
Yeah. H-A-R-E.
Oh, that kind of hair. Like like that.
Looks like a rabbit.
Yeah.
So, and we know there are vendors there too, right? So
absolutely. The festival has grown so much over the years and is just as fun as watching the balloons. We have the Newground main stage, which will have DJ Reggie on it all weekend. A lot of people get up and dance with Reggie. One of my favorite things to do at the field is get up on stage at the Newground main stage and just see the crowds and crowds of people of all ages having the best time. But we have Blue Moon, as much as you could drink, available. Yes. Lots of food vendors, lots of food trucks. You can come down early tomorrow night, have dinner with us at the park. But like Matt said, you can bring your own picnic too. This is truly free. Parking is free. Yep. You can bring your own picnic, bring your own blanket, and just have a really great time.
Kids love this. I mean, this is a great event to bring your kids to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I truly, walking around the field, everyone feels like a kid again. We have people who bring their grandkids. They've been coming for 50 years, and they're bringing their grandkids, and just everyone's grinning from ear to ear. It's just such a special break from the regular day and like being outside and just taking a break with everybody.
And this happens at Central Field, so right there in the middle of Forest Park. Now, if you've got, you said that parking is free. What do you recommend to people who are driving down? Where should they go?
I think the best thing to do is to go to greatforestparkballoonrace.com. We have a map with all the road closures noted on there. We have a great list of frequently asked questions. We recommend, looking at entrances to Forest Park. Not everyone needs to come in Hampton Avenue, so keep an eye on entrances that are off Lindell and McCausland as well, or Skeeter.
That McCausland entrance is a good one.
Right.
Not a lot of
sneaky
people. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, you may need to walk a little bit from your parking spot, but I promise it's worth it. And, you know, the upper Muni lot is available too. But definitely check out GreatForestParkBalloonRace.com. Keep an eye on our socials. We'll be posting real-time updates.
Very good. GreatForestParkBalloonRace.com for all the information. Jessica Stegan with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race, the Director of Communications and Event Production, and Matt Corcoran, PNC Regional President for St. Louis. Looking forward to tomorrow and Saturday. Thank you for coming in today.
It's going to be great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Nancy from DePere won those tickets to see Jordan Davis.
Way to go, Nancy.
At Chaffetz Arena, September 27th.
Good job.
If you missed out... And just about everybody missed out on those tickets. Don't worry. One more opportunity.
Tomorrow's another
tomorrow
day.
When John Hancock and I are back on this show again. So we'll be doing it up, and we're going to have a fun time. Is somebody else going to hang out with us at the 9 o'clock hour in the morning? We always have a good group of people in that 9 o'clock hour. You know,
yeah,
Michael's out, Amy's
yeah.
out.
I don't know. I'll try and get somebody.
Somebody should come hang out with us, man.
Yeah, all right. I'll see what I can do.
I love having a free-for-all.
Yes.
Everybody loves the free-for-all.
Do they now?
Oh, my God. Well, it's so much fun.
I can be crazy for two people tomorrow if I have to be.
Well, if you have to be. John, you can certainly do that. Also, Gas House Gang is coming up momentarily.
Yes,
Bernie Miklas and me will have a...
Whatever will they discuss on the Gas House Gang?
You mean us?
Yeah.
We're going to have Keith Law.
Oh, very good.
Talking prospects. Yep, we'll talk to him about some Cardinals minor league guys. And
the Cardinals minor league prospect ratings since the trade deadline have gone from like 19th in baseball to as high as 7th.
They've gone up. Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio will join us as well. Let's quickly get to a phone call. South City Chris is on KMOX. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. I'm calling about that guest you had from CNN.
Yeah.
Scott Jennings.
Well, my problem is the first thing, you know, I'm pretty independent in the middle. First thing I heard from Trump was the low-life left did this thing. And then when you're talking about politics with this guy and you were trying to edge him, kind of just take the edge off of what he was saying, but he couldn't, he just could not try to agree with the most sensible things. To me, those people aren't worth putting on the radio. I mean, it's ridiculous to me. I mean, if you got to be reasonable. Both sides or this country is being destroyed.
I know what you're saying, and that's what I think Chris is referring to. Is what I asked Scott to do was say, can you at least acknowledge that this violent rhetoric is not just coming from one side of the aisle? Can we at least do this? And it did sound like he couldn't bring himself to do it. And I get it, because there are a lot of people on that side who are not. The president certainly isn't doing it. The vice president isn't doing it. There are a lot of other prominent Republicans who have been, and Democrats have largely been doing this, that at some point, look, you can go and look for yourself what the numbers are in terms of which side of the political aisle is more responsible for violent rhetoric or actually violent actions, politically motivated. Go look for yourself. I don't have to tell you. But it doesn't matter anymore, because we have to get to a point where we just say, all right, that's enough. Stop. It's like when you have two children fighting, one of them may be more right than the other in why they are fighting. Or maybe they're both equally wrong. Whatever it is, you just walk up and say, all right, that's it. Enough. We have to stop. Because if we just keep doing the cycle of left hurts the right, we blame the left. Right hurts the left, we blame the right. And this cycle just keeps going back and forth, back and forth.
Well, and sometimes
it's never going
to
end.
And sometimes there's no rational explanation as to why people do ridiculous things.
Of course, but we try to pigeonhole and say, well, you're absolutely all left. And it looks like this guy's, it seems a little complex to me that his family says he was influenced by the left. His family is pretty hardcore Republican from what we've understood. Mm-hmm. Those he interacts with on his Discord channel, though, weren't quite sure what he was doing, or they don't really seem to understand the motivation. We don't know the full motivation of it. So especially now, what we should be doing is saying, all right, that's enough. Everybody stop.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and regardless of your motivations, shooting somebody, assassinating somebody is inherently not a rational act.
Correct.
And so, you know, it's inexcusable. And you go shoot up a school, that's not a rational act. That's a product of a very troubled mind, quite possibly troubled and evil mind. And, you know, the political motivations may be part of what's driving that in this case. That seems to be what has been indicated so far, that he was indoctrinated with the pro-trans or whatever it is ideology.
We don't know, though.
Online. And what, yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, a man is dead. Two children don't have a father. And a wife is a widow. And that's the sad, cold, hard reality.
And in all, in the politics, it almost doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Because if we don't all just collectively say that's enough, then we're just going to keep doing this over and over and over and over again. So either we stop it, we all grow up and stop it, or we just keep doing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.